To begin.
Are you watching closely?
To begin.
Clytus, I'm bored.
How to start?
What plaything can you offer me today?
Welcome to the first syllable. Today. Oof. I imagine this is going to take a while. I was going to do one video, that's why I thought I'd get to it at the end of last week or the week before, I forget which one, or maybe both. And I said to get to the character breakdowns from death, death, death. I feel like I have to go do it in three parts, probably, because I think they might get a little wordy. Spoilers. There will be spoilers. There has to be spoilers. This is me thinking through which characters can be removed, because the problems currently with death, death, death. It's 137 pages? It was written basically in 3 weeks, and most of it was written in that last week, and then over the course of like 3 days. That part would have even been faster, but I was going back and adding some bits of dialogue earlier on and finding scenes where I could reference things ahead of time and set some stuff up. Like just the fact that a jacket was left on a post, I needed to make sure the jacket was there later. Or no, I needed the jacket to be available, so I had to have him put it on a post, or something like that. Things like that. So, spoilers. Big spoilers. I've already referenced the premise and the twist. So, spoilers for the twist. This episode is primarily meant to be listened way before this thing is a movie, or after. This is for the movie that doesn't exist and may never exist. Who knows? Or maybe it's just an exercise in writing and this thing never becomes anything. So, part 1, 1985. Our characters. Susie. Susan DeFour. Our seemingly responsible girl, her breakup with her boyfriend, Thomas Moore, who will eventually have a daughter, Polly, because she told him she wasn't ready for sex, is the reason for this weekend away. She drives her parents' station wagon. Parents died several months ago, but it's still fresh, and has to bring along her little brother, Marty. She is not excited to hear that Frenchie has invited Ed and Ringo, and maybe more athletes, so the audience will think Will and Henry are there for the same weekend. But after seeming like the final girl, she will warm to Ed after she sees him being friendly with Marty. Yeah, they were potentially going to have sex and rule her out as final girl, as it were. They don't get that far. Wikipedia in 2013 lists her as one of the victims, and after she has sex with Ed, that seems likely. She is named for Susan DeFour, a settler found murdered in Boston, Georgia in 1879, along with her husband, Martin. Thomas Moore was the DeFour's son-in-law. Right, because Thomas Moore barely gets mentioned in the script. Her boyfriend, I think someone refers to Tommy. And Polly specifically mentions that her father knew someone who was killed in the house. So Susie's boyfriend is Polly's future father. Because of Susan DeFour's death, I had in the notes she's killed by an axe, nearly decapitated. For most of them, I managed to keep their death close to how the real person died. For the record, in case you haven't been following along, all of these characters are named after real people who were murdered, where their death was officially unsolved. Some of them we have a pretty good idea who killed them, but wasn't proven for whatever reason. Second character, Martin, Marty, also called R2, DeFour. R2-D4. It's a joke. He likes Star Wars. His sister knows he likes Star Wars. It's the 80s, so she also likes Star Wars. It's fine. Susie's wheelchair-bound little brother. He gets dragged along because Susie couldn't figure out who to leave him with. I don't think it says it in this paragraph here, but she has just become his legal guardian. And so they are actually sort of on their own now. It's part of their relationship. But I actually really like the two of them together. I wish I could have more of it, which is part of why I want to remove some characters, is to leave a little more room for some nuance, because you have 137 pages trying to be a slasher film in structure, but with a larger non-slasher twist to it, you got to introduce characters quickly. I should check. What page do they get to the house? The last characters we meet are Ed and Ringo. Wow. We are introduced to Ed and Ringo. They have been mentioned earlier, but we are introduced to them on the bottom of page 18. So we meet 19 characters in 19 pages. That's a lot. So if I can combine some, remove some entirely, I want to, because it leaves room for some more character moments, some more beats of conversation that we don't get and should have gotten. But I'll get into the roles once I tell you about people. Let's continue with Marty. He's a nerdy kid currently reading The Hobbit and just saw Back to the Future and loved it. In parentheses, it says he saw it on the big screen, of course, but dialogue can easily imply that he saw it for the first time because he's young. Kitty can hear him talking about it and say something in response that gets AJ talking about movies and dragging out their VCR. This didn't happen as such, but all of this is still in there, that AJ brings a VCR and VHS tapes. Marty attends a special school, Hillcrest Academy. I don't think anyone mentions this in dialogue, so I put a reference to his shirt. Hillcrest Academy is a reference to Halloween H2O. Death, Death, Death Part 2 would have more references to other slasher films. This is more homage to it, and then the next one would be more reference to it. Marty may spy on Frenchie and Ed. He does not spy on them. Frenchie turned out to be a bit more problematic, and she openly gets dressed to get in the jacuzzi knowing that Marty's out on the deck. And because of a really nice moment between Marty and Ed, Ed actually tells him he shouldn't hang out there and be around, and so Marty leaves. But they can catch him, and this starts his interaction with Ed. Didn't quite go like that, but we did get the connection with Ed, connecting over science fiction and fantasy. Ed will also give him a beer later. It's basically the same scene. A Coors Light, Silver Bullet can, current ad campaign features a beer wolf in reference to the film Silver Bullet, which comes out this weekend and features a wheelchair-bound Marty. That one was a coincidence. I've mentioned that before. I chose 85 for the Marty character so that I could reference Back to the Future, and only then found out that Silver Bullet came out basically that same weekend as this movie, or as this event in 85. So, wheelchair-bound Marty is a main character the same weekend. That was just luck. That is a fragment. The next sentence says, understand better what is going on between Mary, Katie, and Kitty. It should be the beginning of that sentence. When Marty understands better what is going on between Marty, Katie, and Kitty, that's a problem there, Katie and Kitty. It's a problem that is lampshaded, but that doesn't make it good. And it could be removable. Unlike the two people named Mary, which I kind of like because it gives me a reference as they're always together, so they're the Marys. He is the one who thinks they can change events, meaning instead of Mary being the final girl and Susie being a red herring who has sex this weekend, he and Susie survive. It's not exactly how it ends up happening, but that was the idea, is that because he just saw Back to the Future, he's the one who thinks we can change what happens because we know ahead of time what's going to happen. But at that point in the script, it's a little rushed, so there's not a lot of nuance to it. It'd be more like we realize that things may have changed from the original later, not then. He's named for Martin DeFore, a settler found dead in Bolton, Georgia in 1879, along with his wife Susan. So, named for husband and wife, they are brother and sister. Killed by axe, nearly decapitated. That's both of them. Mary Rogers. Virginal, but definitely attached to and involved with Mary Jane. Is it in this paragraph? She's specifically not a virgin as well. Mary is pure enough to put up with Marty, even if he might spy on her and Mary Jane. He doesn't, because we never get that far. The script ends up taking place basically from when they arrive sometime in the afternoon, late afternoon, to middle of the night, maybe. The whole thing only lasts about 8 hours. It would have been more, but it actually got difficult to have characters moving around each other and interacting. It could be done. That would be part of the rewriters trying to make it last more like a couple days. But immediately, Frenchie, because of the character she was kind of the driving force of, hey, we need to get to the murders right away, because when you have a certain kind of character and she acts a certain kind of way in a slasher film, she dies right away. And I've spoiled that before. Frenchie's the first one who dies, and that's a deliberate choice. to hit on the tropes, even though later the tropes would be kind of ignored and bent a little. Marty will believe her about communicating with the future, and he will postulate that they can change the future. I'll get more of that from before. That isn't exactly how it goes, but is how it goes. She may specifically sacrifice herself to save Katie, sort of, and Kitty. Spoilers, it doesn't really go that way exactly, but yeah. She is reading Cycle of the Werewolf. That was something I added once I realized the silver bullet coincidence. And will tell him that the hero's name is Marty. Does she ever tell him that? Huh. I don't remember if that happened in dialogue. Hold on, I have the script open. I can check. Do I only reference Cycle of the Werewolf once to establish what she's reading? Yeah, that might be that might not have actually come up in dialogue. I'll have to fix that. She and Mary Jane will sit together by the fireplace reading, maybe getting into some innocent footsie that may lead to more. This next part is not technically true for slightly different reasons. She recently got an abortion, or is thinking about getting one. It's the thinking about getting one. After a one-night stand with a boy, Nick Mullen, Mary Jane, being worldly, helped her through that. Named for Mary Rogers, found dead in Hoboken, New Jersey in 1841. And inspiration for Poe's The Mystery of Marie Roget, in which she instead is found in the Seine in Paris. Which is interesting, because the person Frenchie's based on was found in the Seine. Which could connect her to Connie. Okay. She was a cigar girl. This does not end up being anything I reference. Oh, so she should find a box of cigars, and she and Mary Jane try smoking them. That could be an interesting moment if I expand it so that it takes place over, like, the weekend. Instead of basically being done by late Friday night. For her death, bound with cord and apparently strangled with lace. Strangled with lace torn from her own dress, then bound to a stone and left in a river. One of her last known locations, according to one witness, was a roadhouse called Nick Mullins. Oh, that was right, the boyfriend's name. I think in my version, she does end up strangled, but not with lace. Although, does she end up strangled? Does Mary live? Because I had plans for the twist and the twist on the twist. Things changed a little as the story got farther along. Part of the problem with Mary and with the next character, Mary Jane, is that their introduction is nice. And then for a while in the middle, they kind of don't matter. They're just kind of hanging out on the couch near the scene where other people are doing stuff. So that we get this implication for the viewer that they're in the scene with the other people doing stuff. And they're listening to Henry telling the story about Benny and the house and the murders. But because it's only an implication, they don't interact with that scene very much. And then when they go upstairs to have their own sort of private moment, it gets interrupted immediately and the plot goes and they don't get enough time. Mary Jane Kelly, you should recognize that name, probably. The butch worldly lesbian, her family currently owns the Tabram House. I don't think that comes up in the script at all. It could be something that comes up later, in like Death, Death, Death Part 2. It doesn't have to be here. She suggested the girls' weekend, officially because of Susie's breakup, but also because of what Mary's been going through. She's got a copy of Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which just came out as a movie, involves homosexuality, and has a character called Marta. She plays tennis for AHHS, that is Alexander Hamilton High School, which, if you're familiar with slashers, is the school in Prom Night 2, 3, and I think 4. And wants to be the next Mary Riggs. That is a reference to the movie Pieces. Named for Mary Jane Kelly, the fifth canonical victim of Jack the Ripper. Killed in Whitechapel, London, 1888. Face hacked to pieces, abdomen split open, her heart was missing. Mary Jane's death is not that graphic, but it is sad. There's basically act two of the script is a series of murders. Hers is the last one of that group, so that we get a lingering death into act three to give it an emotional beat to the deaths. Because people haven't really been able to react to a lot of the deaths and might not even know most of the characters are dead yet. Constance, Connie, Frenchie, Delacent. Exchange student, hypersexualized, involved with quarterback Asmund Azzy Laerdal, who isn't even in the story. Even though she is new to the school, she has invited... She has invited Ed and Ringo, new to the school, which is interesting because aside from there being a quarterback and athletes, I don't think they mention the school. The Letterman jackets are in there, so we will get some sort of reference to the name of the school, and it will be more important in Death, Death, Death Part 2, maybe, or reference more specifically. She has invited Ed and Ringo, and maybe others, including Azzy, although Azzy is not in the story, because Azzy didn't die. We'll see in a moment from who she's named after. She has invited Ed and Ringo, and maybe others, including Azzy, ostensibly so Susie can get back on that hog, not realizing that Susie and her boyfriend, Billy Wilson, oh no. Do I have two different names for Susie's boyfriend? I'll keep Thomas Moore, because that gives me a reference to the other thing. I should actually put a slash through that in the file, because that is not his name. We're not having sex. Yeah, so she's invited them so Susie could have sex. She thinks she just broke up with her boyfriend and needs to have a rebound. I don't even think she says that about Susie. She does say the next thing. Frenchie will all suggest that the Marys could use, how you say, a ride too. She does suggest the Marys could use a ride because she sees that they're kind of insightful, sees that they're lesbians. Or, I guess in Mary Rogers' case, bi. But it's the 80s, so... they're not referencing it that way. She's named for Inconnue de la Seine, an unnamed woman found dead in Paris in the 1880s, and the basis for the CPR dummy, Ressusci Anne, made by Asmund Laerdal, hence why I named her boyfriend, quarterback, after the guy who made the dummy. So if you've seen CPR dummies, it's her face. But no one knows her real name, so I named her. L'Inconnue was close enough to Connie. So Connie, but they all just call her Frenchie. And her last name, De La Seine, isn't even referenced in the story, but would be on the Wikipedia stuff that we see briefly, part of it, and would come up in more detail in Death, Death, Death Part 2. Edward Ed Nichols, football star, best friends with quarterback Azzy, arrives in his van with Ringo. I don't think he arrives in a van, actually. I don't think we see their car. But that's a minor detail. Flirts with Frenchie and more so with Susie because of Frenchie. So my idea up front was that Frenchie, despite being involved with the quarterback, really comes on to these two other football players, and Ed doesn't particularly like her. He's more interested in Susie. Whereas Ringo is more interested in Frenchie. Except in the actual script, Ringo immediately rejects Frenchie, and that will create a problem with where I can combine things in a moment. He connects with Marty over nerd stuff, The Hobbit, which Marty is reading, and also Star Wars because Marty's nickname is R2. Plus, Ed secretly writes science fiction and fantasy stories. We don't hear a lot about his science fiction and fantasy stories. I really wanted to reference somewhere in this to Starlicon as if it was a real thing. And if you get that reference, good for you.
What do you think of Starlicon? 30,000 years into the future, the entire galaxy is populated by highly evolved protozoa. Thanks a lot. Good, huh? Only one human being and his woman still exist amongst the stars.
But also I wanted Ed to be writing something and be that excited where he talks about the details of it, but I never came up with the details of it, and there was never a good conversation moment, but there could be if Ed does get combined with Ringo. Name for Edward Nichols, one of the Lava Lake murder victims, Little Lava Lake, Oregon, 1924. He was a fur trapper, so maybe Ed knows how to set traps. This doesn't come up. Killed maybe with a hammer, so this could be Benny's use of a tree felling wedge. Because ostensibly use a tree felling wedge with a hammer, but I think Benny just throws it, so it's not quite the same. But it could be changed because the final character for 1985, John, Ringo, Bibby, Ed's and Azzy's lackey, an easy love interest for Susie, not really, or the Marys. Okay. This phrasing suggests I'm saying this, but this would be Frenchie's idea. Easy love interest for Susie or the Marys, though he'd be barking up the wrong tree there. I had already crossed this out, but I had originally made him the sole black character in the 1985 group, so he would die first to play on the trope, but I decided not to go with that trope and just go with the over-sexualized woman because Frenchie's kind of a problematic character, plus race is not that important into it. It would only be there for the trope, and that's kind of cheap. Whereas Frenchie is a more involved character. Like, immediately I liked her because she's a problem, and she's knows exactly who she is and what to say to people to get under their skin. But it says he's the sole black character in the 1985 group, so he may die first, possibly while having sex or preparing to have sex with Frenchie. That is sort of how the situation gets Frenchie in a position where she dies first, but he's not there. So she dies, but he has already left and gone back inside. Named for both John Peter Ringo, found dead in 1882 in West Turkey Creek Valley, Arizona.
Well,
you might be familiar with that from Tombstone, for example.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
And John Bibby, found dead in Kirkdale, England in 1840. Killed by a gunshot to the head, called a suicide. Maybe he gets his hands on a gun or brings one and in a struggle with Benny inadvertently shoots himself. That was for Ringo. For John Bibby, he was killed by... Oh yeah, I couldn't find good details on him. He was probably robbed, so killed with a gun or a knife, but weirdly details were scant. Notable detail for Bibby is he has a gold hunting watch, so there's a reference to hunting in the scene between Ringo and Marty. And he has a hunting watch. Or a watch. Weirdly, I was like, why do they call it a hunting watch? I thought that meant it was some sort of pocket watch, but no, it was a wristwatch, even though it was in 1840. I didn't even know those existed in 1840. So, those are our characters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 characters in 1985. Easy combo. Because Ringo rejects Connie, and Ed was already set up to reject Connie, they can combine Ed and Ringo, especially because Ed has a connecting moment with Marty, and then later, just because Marty was an easy character to have leave other scenes, we get a connecting moment between Ringo and Marty. So if we combine Ed and Ringo, they just become John Ringo Bibby. No Edward Nichols in the story anymore. Fine. So that means John, or Ringo, would now be the guy who Frenchie comes on to. He rejects her. I would have more room for dialogue in that scene, probably, so he might specifically reject her because he knows she's got a boyfriend. He thought they were just going to hang out in the jacuzzi, but she comes on to him a little too much. We don't get a lot of detail to that scene. We see him getting mad and walking back inside. But then he could be the one who likes Susie. That being said, I don't know if Susie exists. I think she needs to be named Susie, so maybe there's no Marys anymore. So probably what happens is Mary Rogers, because Mary Jane Kelly is such a well-known name, I'd probably get rid of that name. And Susie would now take the place of Mary Rogers. She would be just broke up with her boyfriend, Thomas Moore, possibly pregnant, and thinking about getting an abortion, and she is sort of hooking up with Mary Rogers, who is now the butch lesbian instead of the virginal, like, lipstick lesbian, as it were, if they even still use that term. And then maybe the cigar thing could still happen because there'd be more nuance, because then we're cutting out two characters entirely, because the sadness of Mary Jane's death relies on Mary Rogers being important. If it's Susie, that still works. All we lose is Frenchie being able to call them the Marys, which is amusing, but is not necessary. We keep Connie, we keep Ringo, we only have one Mary. And then we keep Susie and Marty as well. And since she called Marty R2, we don't have as much confusion about names that there's a Marty and a Mary Jane all in the same bit. Yeah, I think that makes sense. So we've cut two characters out entirely, which gives us a little more space. Ringo's conversation with Marty is then a continuation of Ed's, which makes it more interesting. I just have to figure out then the timing for when Ringo finds Susie in the den and they go for a walk. Because I think, as it was, they were already in the scene together, and then Marty goes into the kitchen because he doesn't want to spy on them. But maybe they aren't in the scene together, so Marty goes in the kitchen, Ringo and Marty have a second moment together, and then Ringo goes looking for Susie. Yeah. And then we don't have Mary Jane Kelly as a name, because that's a bit of an obvious thing. Yeah. I think that works. And that's part one.
Cut.
You're still here? It's over.
Stuff that dreams are made of.
It's a passport.
Go home.
To another world.
Go.